Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So we've got a pretty difficult OPP today. She wants to leave her man, but he's somebody who probably shouldn't be left. Let's let her explain. Beth?
Hey, yeah, guys.
Hi. How can we help you?
So, I've been with my boyfriend for about 2 years now.
Okay.
Actually, a little bit over that. And unfortunately, he struggles with depression a lot. And even in his moments, like, he has good moments, but a lot of times he's just in his moments and having an episode. And it's just really hard to be around him when he's in those like really deep parts of his depression. And it's just really hard. And I don't know what to do, because I don't want to leave someone alone with mental illness, and I don't want to be judgmental of that. But I really feel like I know it's time for me to move on. I just know that. And I don't know, I feel torn because I'm worried about what he'll do if I leave. And I don't want his family to feel like it's because of me that things went really bad. And I don't know. I've given so much to this relationship, like everything that I possibly could. But I feel like I have no more to give. Like I can't do it anymore. And I don't know. What should I do, guys?
You sound like you are the end. Yeah.
Let me just jump in real quick and give the phone number, because I think there's a zillion people. 303-222-5423. Like, and it's not just depression. It's addiction. Mm-hmm. It's like if somebody's struggling with addiction and they finally clean and you're like, I'm going to step back, then you're going to feel responsible for a relapse. But you're not.
You're not.
But how do you, if you ever loved that person, how do you...
Good question. Beth, do you still love him? Are you in love with him? Or do you just...
You're just over it.
You care about him, you don't love him anymore.
Exactly. Like, I love him in a way that I care about him so much, and I don't want to hurt him. I don't want him to be hurting. But it's not the way that I could be with somebody and be in love with them. It's not that kind of love.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't even downgrade your relationship to friendship without sending him... Again, I'm not saying... It sounds like what I'm saying is, if you do this, then he that. But they're not... They're related, but it's not your fault.
Yeah.
How do you... Oh, my God, you're trapped.
It's like a cause
it's
and effect.
Fair.
Yeah,
it
if she
is.
Does this, it'll affect that.
But you can't live your life because he's...
You're right. You have to have the mindset, Beth, that he is just another regular guy with none of this, that you're just breaking up with another guy. I know there could be ramifications from that.
Yeah, because he's so, like, when he's in this state, he's so vulnerable to anything. And especially, like, me. Like, I'm the one thing that he has. And, like, I don't know what to
do. Yeah.
It's not fair.
It's not.
Because you can't stay, because that's not fair to you.
And not healthy for either of you.
It's not. But I mean, are there services? I'm asking sort of rhetorical. Are there services where it's like, I'm going to break up with my guy today, and like, will you as a psychologist accompany me so that he has someone to talk to? Like, right?
Yeah.
Does that exist? If it doesn't, it should.
Wow.
It should.
Right? I mean, did we just come up with a $1 billion business plan? It's like,
I'm like, Yeah, I don't know if that does, but that sounds like that would be extremely helpful.
And just have them do it for you. Don't even have to be there. Right. Just have the psychologist get
Beth,
in there.
Beth is breaking up with you. How does that make you feel?
There you go.
Like,
boom, right?
Jump right in.
Is he the type of person that seeks help from his family or a therapist or anything like that?
No, and that's the thing. I think the further he goes into his depression, the further he goes inward. Like, he doesn't. He just shuts down even more. Which makes it just like I'm completely powerless to like even do anything.
And it sounds like you're always the one who's there to kind of help him out of these depressions. Yeah. And if without you there anymore, then yeah, I totally get it.
Am I allowed to ask the ugly question?
Please, because I don't want to be the one.
He's depressed, but do you think he would harm himself? Is that in his repertoire? Do you think?
You know, I don't know, because it can be so bad.
Yeah.
Even without putting this on top of it, that I don't even think my brain wants to go to think about what it could. But I will say I'm worried.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I am worried.
Well, if it comes to his family, I hope they look at it like, you know what, Beth? You hung in there. You did your job. You did your duty. And thank you so much. But I have a feeling
everyone focuses on you left him. And it's like, I stayed with him.
But at the end of the day,
I know.
It's not your responsibility to save anyone.
Wow.
It's not. It doesn't matter if they're your partner or not. Like, you can, of course, be there to support and help. But it's not your responsibility to dig him out of this hole every time. And it's just... Yeah. That sounds harsh.
Yeah.
Because, of course, like, it is, you know, it's a very serious thing, but he also has to be willing to help himself out. And it sounds like you are just exhausted. So you've done
so much,
you know, already.
That's why I think you need to go ghost.
No.
Yeah.
Leave.
It's, I mean, it's, I, to talk it out, I mean, what's the better way to leave? Because what if she says, I'm going to leave, and he's like, I'll kill myself?
See, there it is. Now you're stuck.
I'm going to say this, Steve, and I'm not trying to be funny, but you've been there.
Yeah.
You left somebody who said she was going to harm herself, and you left anyway.
Why do you remember
that? Because it's really dark.
Really?
Yeah, I just started dating this girl a long time ago, and she found out she was suicidal. In fact, she was trying to commit. And they were looking at me to be the rock, and I bailed. I was not the rock. Mm. I ran.
You're not a good rock. You recognize your limitations.
Right. You're right. I did good there. In fact,
in a weird way, you did. Yeah. You probably just didn't do it. No, but I mean, I can't be your rock. I can't. Look, I'm not rockish.
And she didn't kill herself. It worked out fine for me. It didn't work out fine for them and her family. But
right.
Yeah. So Beth, ghost. I say
we. Hey, that's definitely not it. But we're gonna get. We're going to get help for you, Beth. Hang on. Don't move. She's got to get out.
Yeah. She definitely has to get out. It's just, like, what is the proper exit strategy in this scenario?
Look, I always try to do an analogy. We've known Amber for a couple of years. We're not in a relationship, but if Amber was mentally, it's like, that's not good for us. I couldn't just tell her to get the F out of the studio. Like, this isn't even a relationship. This is work. And I couldn't do it to her.
Just ask her to leave the building.
Right. Steve is so ready. It's like, I've already built a chute. It's kind of a slide. Chill out.
Go down there.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is somebody she loves.
Yes.
Loved.
And like, I'm sorry.
I know you're the gallows humor guy. You're the, like, you flip it. It's because this is weird.
It's dark.
And hard.
Yeah.
But how do we help Beth? She sounds like she's suffering from depression.
Yes.
Yeah. And I've seen that before. I've known people who are totally mentally great. They're with the wrong person who just brings them down to their level.
Ugh.
So she needs to get out of this. Can she get out of it? If something happens to that guy, how does she not own the guilt for the rest of her? Everything Beth is going through is awful, and she needs your help. Daniel?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, so can you clear something up for me? She said that he wasn't looking for help yet, right? He wasn't
Correct.
Trying to get a therapist or anything.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so that's definitely a big warning sign, in my opinion. However, I got to commend her. I mean, 2 years, you know, that is what a relationship is about, is trying to bring you, you know, your significant other back up or whatever, you know. However, what she has to ask herself is, you know, in 10 years, 20 years, is she going to be happy constantly bringing this guy back to
right
a normal level?
No, it's like a job.
And then as far as the, if he would cause harm to himself, I don't mean to sound extremely blunt, but it's not her problem. His choice is his choice. And unfortunately, there's a chance that even if she stays, he may act out in some sort of way. So I feel like, you know, if she's not happy, that's what life is about. She needs to, you know, make the move and get her happiness and get herself right before she wants to commit to someone else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nice. I appreciate the call. But here's my thing. It's, we can all keep saying it's not her fault. You're still going to feel like it's your fault. If this guy offed himself, You can keep saying it's not my fault.
You know, there's that saying that people go to therapy for the people in their lives that won't go to therapy. Oh. That's what's going to happen. Is she's going to need the therapy because he won't go.
Truth.
You know?
Because it doesn't sound like he's willing to go. Let's keep going here. Sarah?
Yes.
What do you think?
Yay. So I think she should stay because my fiance at the time, now husband, went through a deep, dark depression time. And I honestly thought about leaving, too. But I think I'm glad I didn't. We worked through it. He had his own personal issues. I was there for him. And, you know, we're married with a kid. And we're happy. And I'm glad that I did it because I honestly love him to death.
But that's, I always think that's not fair for you. In order to get this guy right and keep your relationship great, it was all on you.
You sacrificed everything.
Yeah.
You know, it was really tough because I was working 10-hour shifts and, you know, he was very needy. It was really tough, but honestly, and I don't blame her. I don't for thinking that way. But honestly, if I went with my feelings at the time, I think I would definitely regret it. You know, so I just feel like, you know, it's tough now, but isn't that marriage? Isn't that relationships too?
Steve is just violently shaking his head. Appreciate the call, Sarah. Deb Shepherd, our psychic friend, has actually been through something like this. I never knew this before this moment. Deb.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Hi.
You have a book about this?
Yeah, I wrote a book about mental health and psychic stuff and how I got into the journey of being a medium. But my husband, actually, tomorrow will be 12 years since he suicided.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. So my advice to her, read my book, talk to a therapist, whatever. But when someone has mental health issues and they don't believe they do, which a lot of them don't, and they don't seek help, there's nothing you can do. And I speak to people who, you know, my platform is mental health and a lot about suicide. I do a lot of work around this. And it's like someone not taking care of themselves and not either drinking too much or eating too much or whatever and not realizing there's a problem. You can't change them.
Did he almost drag you with him, Deb?
Actually, I think he probably would have, it would have been probably a murder-suicide. My kids were in California and I ended up not staying the night there, and he suicided.
Wow.
And he had planned it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's,
and it's really sad when you're in that place where you're trying to help somebody, and I even wrote a letter to his parents, and long story short, they didn't respond to it. They just kind of ignored it. And then a year later, but I knew he was going down that path, and there's nothing you can do, and you really worry about your, you know, the rest of your family. Her positive part is that she is dating him. She's not married with children.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So she's still got a way out.
She can bounce.
Yeah. So to me, I would talk to his family, and they do blame. They want to blame somebody. And that's just the norm. It happens with suicide. Yes. My feeling is he's probably bipolar. That was my feeling about him. her boyfriend.
But she should just walk away and don't look back. Don't find out anything about what he does after that or what he doesn't do. Just get on with your life.
Well, you know, she may want to get some therapy. There's going to be a lot of guilt around that.
Yeah.
Definitely. And just to make sure that she has a support system to know that whatever he chooses to do is up to him. And we have to realize that we're not that powerful to save somebody. We can't. Yep.
Yeah.
We are not that powerful. So her knowing that she can't save him, he may still go do that path. So
she's free to leave.
Steve, thank you for the call, Deb. You're right. She should leave.
Don't look back. Don't inquire. Don't family or anybody.
Tony?
Yay.
What do you think?
Oh, it's really tough what she's going through. And I'm sorry for her, but I kind of went through the same thing with my father. He was struggling with addiction and mental illness, and it got really unhealthy, and I had to look at myself first and decide, okay, I need to step away and be okay with whatever the outcome is once I do. So I very calmly and rationally said, look, I need to step away. I can't be around this. This is not healthy for you, for me, for me. And unfortunately, after I did step away, he did pass away. And not only did he pass away, he left me a note blaming it all on me. But the only way that I've gotten through it is that I started with me. I had to make it okay with me.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I've gone to therapy afterwards just to make sure that I'm okay. I've always focused on me because I know it's not my fault and it's not anybody's fault to be responsible for somebody else.
Exactly.
You can't put that burden on yourself. You'll kill yourself doing that.
Wow.
Tony, we do appreciate the call. One more quick call we don't have time to get to. There's a woman on the phone. She's actually in tears saying she was going through the same thing as Beth's man. Mm-hmm. She cut out gluten and she's fine now. I don't. Gluten. Unfortunately, she said she's claiming she was suicidal and she believes there's some sort of gluten sensitivity.
Wow.
So she wants Beth to look into that as well. Unfortunately, we didn't have time to get to her. So if you have any more advice for Beth, we take it on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.